At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Cole's the one who's missed quite a bit of time, again, just like last year. So, you know, it remains to be seen what he's truly able to do and do for us. And, you know, that's a big position for us, right? So, and then, like I mentioned, numerous times over, the continuity between the two of them, you know, kind of like the Batman and Robin piece, like it's just experiencing things together. How did you see it? How did I see it? Being in the film room together, it's huge. And we're getting short on time.
Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott earlier today before practice. There he is talking about Cole Bishop. That is maybe the other storyline from today. James Cook being back in the field is the biggest one, no doubt. Bishop also back on the field, limited today. You could tell, though, listening to McDermott there in that clip and throughout, you know, his meeting with the media this morning, he is at best on edge about the injuries and to specific players as well. Like him talking about Bishop there, I know Nate Geary, who you hear all the time on the station, especially during Bills games. You know, he mentioned that there's a pretty good chance here that Bishop just might be a bust, flat out of the fact he can't stay on the field. But it has gotten to a point, knowing, I can't remember if it's Hyde or Poyer that Sal's brought up, that it took them like 2 years to fully understand this. I believe it's Hyde.
Yep.
Bishop has not been on the field. It hurt them last year. He missed 3 weeks with a shoulder injury. He could never catch up to a safety room that, and we talked about this with the DBs, with the corners. A safety room that was sort of begging for help. It was doing the job. It was not great. Hamlin is a nice piece to have as a backup, but I saw Jeremy tweeting this morning talking this morning with the chat. I think PFF had him rated as like the 89th ranked safety or 85th ranked safety out of like 93.
Yeah.
That's good for you've got to play a few plays or a game or two because of injuries. That is not what you should be trotting out there for 17 games. Bishop never could make up the ground after he missed camp. It was only 3 weeks, but those were valuable reps. McDermott talks about that a lot. He never made up that ground. And now this year, he picks up a quad injury. He's missed almost the same amount of time. I think he's missed like 2 weeks. Right. And Rapp has been injured as well. And he talks about it there. The Batman and Robin, they're not picking up the most, you know, the valuable enough time. We don't know what Bishop can be. We talk about it in the positive sense. It could be like Terrell Bernard 2 years ago. Barely played in the preseason at all, or at camp at all. Didn't play in the preseason. And yet week one, you're like, okay, I get why they trust him to be out there.
But we've seen Bishop, he hasn't grasped it right away. It wasn't a Terrell Bernard thing. And his first action in the NFL that he gets to play in.
Due to injuries,
and finally coming back from his, we see something that we haven't seen in like 3 years from the Bills, which is getting torched deep.
Mm-hmm.
Over the top. That's something that rarely happens with the Bills.
And then after that game, he plays 100% of the snaps in that week five game against Houston. 0, 4.1, 0, 1.6, 7.8, 0, 0, 0. Then it picks up at the end of the year. 59.5, 100, 100, 57.8, 0. 66.1. And then he starts the AFC Championship because Taylor Rapp is hurt. He never really caught up. He just didn't. He played 71.9, by the way, in the loss to Baltimore. I think that was due to injuries. He had to come in, so it wasn't even starting then. He starts the year at 7.9, 19.7. And again, this is just the snap count percentage. But he never really could catch up until the end of the year. The hope was, okay, the rookie year's behind him. He really started to play late. Now we go into this season, and he's rocking and rolling. We talked about it before camp, where it's like him and Rapp. Maybe they're going to finally get Rapp into his more comfortable role. We just haven't been able to see it.
Could you see on cutdown day if a notable safety is available, that the Bills kick the tires on that? If Bishop is not the starter week one?
They should. I think you know what you get in Hamlin and Rapp. to a certain extent, Dare Force, but he hasn't done anything. I will also say they did sign a safety today. Trey Herndon. Now, that could be just due to the fact of they need to have bodies out there. Derek Forrest may have picked up an injury, that, or they just kind of want to have more out there. But this is also where you're hoping Jordan Hancock, who one of the few times today that McDermott did not seem agitated, was talking about Hancock. They haven't actually found a position for him. And that's a good thing, because he's played well at corner and safety.
Yeah, because it means that he's not lost in either one of them. He was mm-hmm. one of the better Bills in that game against the Giants. I would start looking more at safety with him based on availability and the depth that you have at corner.
Mm-hmm. And I think we're back to, as well, a conversation we had at the time of the draft when the Malachi Starks stuff was coming out and like, oh, could the Bills reach at safety? I think we're already at a point, even if Bishop hits, you probably need to put higher-end assets into that position. Because if one guy is not there, it seems like the house of cards is falling for them. And you can also hear how agitated McDermott is.
It doesn't help that Taylor Rapp plays such a physical style that he's going to remove himself from the lineup at times.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something that happens with him. It's the style. Like Taron Johnson.
Yeah.
You know that Taron Johnson is not going to play a full season because he plays a physical style that his size doesn't like to agree with.
Yeah, size is not a big fan of it.
He's loved for it, but
it's great.
It's why he misses a couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily the Bills, they get him back typically.
Yes.
But when you get older, that's going to stop being as frequent. The return is not going to be as rapid. Taylor Rapp is the same way. He's a thumper. Thumper-style guy who has more range. Hamlin is a thumper as well, but Hamlin's also purely a box safety.
Mm-hmm.
And for a team that wants to play a little bit more of that too high a lot, a box safety is not ideal.
Just not.
It's not.
Just not.
It's why the Bills are kind of susceptible to the run game. They like to make sure that they don't get beat deep.
Mm-hmm.
They love playing a too high set. They have incorporated a little bit more man last year, but they love playing a too high set.
Like a lot of the league.
Like a lot of the league. Because they know that if you're facing a Joe Burrow, a Patrick Mahomes, I'm not letting you get the easy one. You gotta earn it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Bills have infamously been bend, don't break, because eventually an extended drive falls short. Or a lengthy drive that starts inside an opponent's 10-yard line fizzles out right before field goal range. Like, those are things that happen. It is statistics. It's also why they need to be better on third down.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to play that style, you do need to make sure you end drives.
And not just with turnovers.
You can't
rely on it. I know that the defensive statistics
look like— They do it every year, which is weird.
It's also not a way that it works, because you need that every game. And that's just, we see it in the AFC Championship. We see it in games against the Mahomes-led Chiefs. It does not happen often. 803-0550, the number to call. We do have some injury news from Bills practice.
I was just going to say it, yeah. And it's making me upset. So you could say it.
Left tackle Deion Dawkins did leave practice with athletic trainers today. No indication of what the injury was. He did not return.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Could also beat nothing.
I know, but can I say it again that this preseason, this training camp has been hell itself?
Mm-hmm. Well, because we didn't even mention it there. I mean, Cole Bishop has not been out there, but as we brought up, he missed most of the camp for his rookie year. Harrison has become that this year with the LCL sprain. He has missed most of camp. It has not been a good time for them with injuries. They have not had anything drastic, season-ending, crippling to the roster. No. but they have had very, very frustrating runs of injuries here where it's 10, 12 guys out. None of them are season ending. None of them maybe even are going to stop certain guys from playing week one, but they are missing valuable reps and time where they need to build chemistry. They need to build a rapport. That's where Cole Bishop and Taylor Rapp come in. Harrison battling for cornerback two. How much are you really going to get out of Trey White? He's looked good in camp, but with his age, with the injuries he's picked up, how long will that go for before it's, yeah, they're going to just pick on him. Opposing teams are just going to pick on him, and they're going to say, to hell with Bishop, to hell with Benford, we're just going to go over here. We kind of saw it in the Giants game. Now, they don't really game plan for specific teams, but you do wonder how long that's going to last. And for Harrison missing as much time as he has, it may have to last longer than we all want.
Yeah, I just more than ever, can we get ourselves to September, please? And I don't like the idea, the mindset, because I had it a couple of years ago. You talked me off the ledge of it, of like, can we just get to January?
Mm-hmm.
I do want to appreciate the season as it goes.
Want to enjoy it?
I have nothing to appreciate about this preseason. It has been nothing but mean to me.
Mm-hmm. Again, they haven't had the disastrous season ender, anything like that, and knock on wood, right? But it has been incredibly frustrating. You know, Josh Palmer has missed some time as well. He has not always been able to take part in team activities. You have the Cook hold-in. Your offensive line, Spencer Brown, deals with the back flare-up to start the year. Now we've got the Deion Dawkins situation. We don't even know how bad that is. And then everything on defense. Funny enough, the two guys you may be most worried about because they have picked up injuries recently, Matt Milano, Terrell Bernard, been completely fine.
I would think, though, if you're still with, like, it's the fact that he didn't return at all.
Mm-hmm.
He was still holding his helmet, according to Sal's tweet, but, like, I don't know what to think. I don't want to overreact to Deion Dawkins, but also I want nothing touching Deion Dawkins.
Yeah. 803-0550, the number to call. Kind of the topic of today has been also James Cook. We've moved a little bit over to the defense here, but we'll go back to Twitter and we'll get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. After holding in, why do you believe James Cook is back at practice? Sean tweets in, the real answer, I think, is he realized after the Kyren contract, Kyren Williams of the Rams, that he wasn't going to get much higher than that. Genuine progress was made, and as a show of good faith, he's back. I think that is a good theory there, and I don't say theory as disparaging it, but it's all we really have is theories. That's something I've thought about, is that once the progress stalled, that's when the hold-in began. The Bean comments afterwards make it sound like they weren't really that close on a deal, but they could have been having constant conversations, and that allowed him to go out there, and if the conversations ended, he wasn't going to go out there.
Right.
This could be a sign that the conversations have restarted. McDermott even said kind of in his press conference as well, they've got new information, there's movement, what have you, and then Cook is out there in full practicing. Neither of us expect a contract announcement. But I think Sean is probably spot on here as well, that this is a show of good faith. The negotiations have restarted, or at least are making good progress. I think that's a really good way to look at it, and I think it's probably, without outright knowing, the closest to the truth.
Just so that everyone knows, James Cook declined to speak to reporters after practice.
Unsurprising. I'm telling you, if I see today on Hard Knocks that he's speaking with the media, I'll be absolutely floored. If he speaks with Hard Knocks today longer than 5 seconds, I'll be floored.
Right.
They've got a lot of quiet guys on this team, and that's fine. They've got a lot of loud guys, too, and that's no issue. Dawkins, Josh, they're big personalities. But Milano, Cook, not so much.
They don't like even using words where there's microphones nearby.
Could you – seriously, though, HBL sits him down, and they're doing it on the bleachers like they did with Allen where to start up the season. Could you imagine them sitting James Cook down and going,
no.
Hey, so the contract negotiates and stuff. Just walk us through that.
No.
Just walk us through
I don't even think they mindset. Get
– No shot.
That picture you're trying to paint right now, it's not real.
No shot.
Even in your imagination – as you're describing it, the other side is fizzling away like Thanos snap.
Yeah, no shot it happens. I will tell you, the one thing I've had a real issue with Cook throughout this whole process is, man, it's 90. Take the beanie off. It is so hot out. And it looks cool in the picture until I'm like, I've walked outside. It's hotter than the surface of the sun. And he's wearing a beanie and sunglasses. Just wear the sunglasses, man. It's too hot. And it's not – he's got a full head of hair, too. It's toasty underneath that hat.
Hang on.
That's my only issue. I'm worried about his health.
No, no, no. I'm not worried about that at all. You don't know why? James Cook is from Florida.
Well, he changed it super hot.
No, 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 no. Ready? That's normal.
I mean, I have seen people in Florida do weird things.
Also, it's this plus humidity down there right now. Hell itself.
I know, but like wait like a month.
No. Nope.
It's not even that long.
Ready?
Just wait like a month. You can wear the beanie and sunglasses.
It probably doesn't affect him. It doesn't affect him the way it affects us because of the fact that he's from Florida.
I don't know. Speaking of Florida.
Florida.
The weird things
I don't know how some, like, and I know we have some listeners that are from Florida. I don't know how you guys do it. I really don't. I don't.
Oh, I can get there. I like the heat. Don't get me wrong. It's the stuff that, like, when my family have taken Disney vacations and I see someone had to buy their new hoodie in July, they decide to wear it the moment they walk out of the store. Or people with, like, the work boots walking around the parks. I'm like, what is going on? Now, I'm going in December this year, so it's probably going to be a little different.
No, ready?
But that, like, radicalized me towards
even in December,
ridiculousness.
Still. Like, you could not catch me in long sleeves, even, like, light long sleeves in December in Florida. Not a chance.
I don't know. Still, it's 90 degrees out and the beanie's out.
Like, that's, to me, that's a Florida kid.
I understand the That's
a Florida kid through and through.
Mm. 803-0550, the number two call. Coming up at 12 o'clock, Sabres Live. You're listening to Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.